here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. My name is Irene Cook, and I am your radio host. I am here today to talk about a topic that no one likes to talk about. No one likes to think about it, let alone talk about it, but it is a topic that I talk about all the time, especially when someone starts a new diet or starts eating clean. Their digestive system sometimes gets thrown out of whack. And when our digestive system gets thrown out of whack, so do our bathroom patterns. And here we go. We get thrown off and become constipated. More than 40 million people in the United States have it pretty often. So if you're dealing with tummy troubles, you're not alone. Most of the time, it doesn't last long. And simple changes can help your digestive system run smoothly again. So to help understand and prevent constipation, it helps to know what causes it. Well, first off, as food passes through your colon, your body absorbs all of the water from it, and what left behind is the stool. Your muscles will move it through the colon, and then you'll pass it. So when this movement slows down, your colon draws out too much water, and then what happens is it becomes too dry and makes it difficult to pass, causing this constipation. The problem often happens because of a low fiber or a high fat diet, lack of exercise, or just not drinking enough fluids. Of course, certain medications can also cause the problem. Pregnancy and certain herbs and supplements can also lead to this issue. But as a whole, understanding what causes this problem can help prevent it and get your body kicking and ticking back to normal. So let's talk about fiber. Fiber is something that your body needs. Fiber is found in food, and it will help relieve this problem. If your bowel habits get sluggish, you don't have to rush out and buy a chemical laxative. This is not something that's advised. This is something that is harsh, and it can actually cause damage down the road. People just need to look at their diet. Are you getting enough fiber? Fiber is part of a plant that is in foods, and your body can break it down. When you eat foods that have a lot of fiber, the extra bulk helps keep your stools soft, and it will speed up the digestion. So plant foods, including fruits, vegetables, grains, such as beans that have a lot of fiber, will help this process. The FDA recommends 25 grams a day of fiber for men and 38 for women. And after the age of 50, we need less fiber. Unfortunately, believe it or not, the average American only gets about 15 grams a day, which is what causes this problem. So I've always been on this fiber kick, and those of you that have been following me for years know that I've been trying to implement this into people's diets. Gosh, I remember back in the early 2000s, a cup of navy beans, believe it or not, has 18 grams of fiber. But unfortunately, people will look at something like navy beans and right away look at the carbohydrate content and think that they shouldn't eat it because it's high in carbs. We need to focus on the fiber, because the fiber is what you need, and it is what your body needs. A small pear has 5 grams of fiber. That's amazing fiber. That's going to help your body digest things better, and it's going to help clear you out. It's going to help provide the right nutrients that your body needs. So these are the things that you can do to help not only move things along, but it's also going to help you with digestion, and it's going to help clear up any kind of stomach issues that you might have as well. When people start a new eating plan and a new diet, usually they're going from eating a high-fat diet to a diet that is a lot lower in fat. So when people make these dietary changes, they're giving up things like dairy. They're maybe taking out a lot of egg yolk. They might be going from yolks to egg whites. The yolk has the fat in there. You're eating a lot less fat. What you might not realize is that this fat is a lubricant, and it is also helping promote the movement of these regular bowel movements. So I'm not implying that you should eat fat to get this bowel to move, but you can get regular bowel movements going with a low-fat diet. What you have to do is increase your fiber intake and also increase the amount of water that you intake. So water is the miracle cure to so many things. Hydrate yourself. Make sure that you are getting enough water. Recommended is 8 8-ounce glasses a day, which is 64 ounces. I do tell my clients to aim for 100. Keeping you hydrated is also going to help that movement. All right. When you start a diet, another thing that you might be giving up is sugar. Some of the more restrictive diet regimens will take out a lot of the sugars. And believe it or not, sugar is something that will increase your bowel movement. So by reducing the amount of sugar that's in your diet, that is going to constipate you. So again, you're on a diet, you've taken out fat, you've taken out sugar, and so now you've completely changed the way that your bowels are acting, and we need to attract more water to your bowels and more fiber, which is going to contribute to a lot smoother digestive function and softer stools. All right. So I'm not implying, again, that you should restrict your diet of fruits and vegetables. These things are natural sugars, and a lot of the fruits and vegetables that contain sugars also contain that high fiber content, which is going to actually help alleviate this problem. All right. So here are some tips for digestive help. Add those vegetables. You don't have to count the grams of fiber to get the amount that you need. Instead, just aim for 2 cups of vegetables each day. If you're making a sandwich, throw on some greens. Make sure that you are always aware of adding those vegetables to each and every meal. Believe it or not, by the end of the day, that 2-cup rule will certainly add up, and before you know it, the amount of fiber in your day will certainly add up. Go for the grains. Replace the white bread, white rice, and pasta with whole grains. The whole grain concept is there because it adds fiber to your diet. So oftentimes people think that they're losing weight is increased by choosing the grains that are brown rice and whole grain bread. That's not going to help you lose weight any faster. But what it's going to do is it's going to increase the fiber content in your diet, which essentially is going to help with weight loss. You want to bulk up on your beans. Replace the meats For proteins, and add those legume dishes once or twice a week. Those are going to help with your fiber content. I'm a huge advocate on lentils. Lentils have the highest amount of fiber count per cup and the lowest calories. So check out my blog. I have a ton of amazing lentil soup recipes that will fill you up and not add a lot of calories to your waistline. All right, the fiber will add up gradually. One thing you should be careful on is do not chalk up all this fiber in one day. You will get a stomach ache. Adding all these fiber grams to your diet all at once will add up on the amount of gas and bloat that your body retains. This should be something that you slowly interject, very slowly, into your diet, because I've had it happen and I've had clients have it happen where you hear all this wonderful information and you think, oh, pears and prunes and lentils, these are all my favorite things, and you eat them all in one day and your fiber goes from 15 to 38 in one snap. And you have a stomach ache. So you should do this very, very, very slowly. And as you do this, remember, you want to add the hydration to your diet, because bulking up without the hydration is going to cause your stool to just be all bulk. We want to have that water to help move it along. All right, so I want to talk about the two different types of fiber, because oftentimes you might look at certain labels and notice that there's insoluble fiber and soluble fiber. So what's the difference? They are two different types, but in general, they fall into these two different categories, and they're both dietary fiber. Insoluble fiber is found in wheat bran, vegetables, and whole grains. They bulk up your stools, and they are thought to help them pass more quickly and easily through your digestive system. So these are found in your wheat brands and your vegetables and your whole grains, such as your oatmeals. Super healthy for you. Then there's also the soluble fibers. These are found in oat bran, barleys, nuts, seeds such as chia seeds. Those are really great source. Your beans, your lentils, your peas, and your fruits. These absorb water and form a gel-like paste, which softens your stool and improves its consistency. So you want to have both. And if you've ever had the Metamucil fiber and you've ever drank that or put it in a cup, it forms kind of like a gelatinous sort of consistency. That's soluble. If it becomes a gel-like form, that is the soluble fiber, and that is a great supplement that you can certainly take. All right, if you are just joining us, we are talking the goods about the digestive system and how to improve the digestive system and colon health. If you're having an issue with getting yourself going regularly, these are some tips and some tricks to improve your colon health, brought to you by Huntley Community Radio. All right. You may have noticed a certain something on labeling called Senna. It is an herbal laxative that I'm often asked about. This is commonly used to relieve constipation, and it's available on over-the-counter teas and pill form, but I do have to warn you, because it is herbal, but it is also very, very harsh. This is not something that it should be taken regularly, and it is not recommended for people that are pregnant and breastfeeding and have certain conditions such as IBS, but it is something that will stimulate your gut and will speed up bowel movements. But this does not provide fiber, and this does not provide the colon health that is needed to produce the healthy bowel movements that would be essential for weight loss and essential for colon health. Oftentimes people confuse this type of supplement for the type that I mentioned earlier, which would be a Metamucil or a Benefiber. Those are actual cellular fibers that will help form bulk in your digestive system and help move things through your system, which is essential for colon health. All right. Ever heard of a probiotic? It's a big trending supplement that you might see on the shelves of health food stores. A probiotic can help prevent chronic constipation. People who have chronic constipation have been shown to have an imbalance of bacteria in their gut. So it's thought that probiotic foods and supplements could help improve this balance and prevent constipation. A probiotic is an actual live bacteria that can be taken in either pill form or in food form that will help balance this this issue within the person's intestinal tract. This could also help treat constipation by producing a lactic acid and short chain fatty acids within their intestinal tract. It will improve gut movements and make it easier to pass a stool. A recent review found that probiotics seem to treat functional constipation by increasing the frequency of bowel movements and improving stool consistency. So I have to talk about this next part. And I remember vividly watching a show about this with Dr. Oz. So if Dr. Oz can do it, then Get You Fit can do it too. There is something to be said about the consistency of your stool. And any doctor will have this conversation with you about this. You need to make sure that when you are eating a perfectly balanced diet, that your stool is not too hard and your stool is not too soft. And there's a reason for this. Your intestines are this long tube, as you all know. Think of science class. And in order to prevent cancers and in order to keep you healthy and to have great colon health, your stool has a job, and that is to clean out your colon. If your stool is too hard, it is not going to be able to do that. If your stool is too soft, it's going to run right through your colon and not scrape out the linings of your colon, which is essential for good colon health. So taking a probiotic is going to help with that consistency. And these are the words of Dr. Oz. Your stool should be equivalent to soft serve ice cream. So think of that, the poop emoji that we all know and love so well should be very similar to that. And believe me, that show really did change the way that I view things, and it's changed the way that I've taught things to my clients. Add that fiber to that diet and do what Dr. Oz says. Make sure that it is soft serve ice cream formed. All right. I love my job. Okay, moving on. Bottom line, the probiotics may help treat chronic constipation. You could try adding probiotic drinks or taking a supplement. Supplements should be taken for at least 4 weeks to see if they work. Oftentimes people will try a probiotic and they will give up on it because they figure, it's not doing anything. It should be taken for a consistent 4 weeks in order to see a difference. So probiotic, add fiber, add water, and then, of course, here comes a really, really important one. Ease constipation with exercise. Exercise does not only keep you fit, but it will help you stay regular. It can help move food through your colon. It's not always easy to find time to be active, but try these tips. Get up, start your day with a brisk walk every morning. It doesn't have to be a long walk. Try 20 minutes, three times a week. Build up to 30 minutes. Believe me, as you start walking, you will see a difference. That movement will create movement. Not only will it do that, but bring some water with you. Get that going, and you will start seeing things going, and you will start feeling things going. As you're walking, you are creating movement within your bowel and your intestinal tract. Many people have noticed the lazy colon oftentimes remains lazy when people wake up in the morning and they don't become active and they don't get moving. So starting that function of getting your body in motion could create that typical motion. And like anything else, we are habitual. Your body will create an actual habit form of going because of your habits. So get up in the morning, start your exercise, and you'll notice that the creation of this habit will form. Going back and reviewing, I want to think back to some of the things that we might remember as we were kids. Our parents used to have us drink prune juice. Remember that? I did a little research this morning. There is truth to this. Prunes contain a certain sugar in them that stimulates the bowel. I always wondered what was so special about prune juice. Prune juice is high in sugar, and it is not. Prunes are not necessarily high in fiber. I looked up the fiber count of prunes, and a cup of prune juice is only 6 grams of fiber. So I thought, well, why is it that prune juice really is such a substantial aid in getting people to produce the results needed in going to the bathroom? Well, prunes have a certain sugar alcohol that will help you go to the bathroom. So adding a half a cup or a cup of prune juice to your diet in the morning before you go for that brisk walk, wash it down with another cup of water, and add those vegetables to your regimen. Go for that walk. Add the 64 ounces to 100 ounces of water to your day. And keep track of the amount of soluble and insoluble fiber. Wipe out the white bread and white rice. Replace it with the whole grains. And add some beans to your diet. And I really believe that you will see a difference. So hopefully I enlightened you with some fun information today during my exciting show. And just remember, this is a natural function. Everybody does it. Everybody knows that it is healthy, and it is something that you should pay attention to, because colon cancer is something that should be watched. Make sure that you are going in for your colonoscopies at age 50, and take care of that colon. Increase your fiber, add that broccoli, add those Brussels, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Time is running.